Greetings and salutations, and welcome to episode number 178 of Ref the District. I am the stoner. To my left, which is to your right, dang it, I did it wrong, didn't I? Is my man, Trev.
What up?
What's happening? Happy to everybody. Happy Juneteenth.
Today's yes, sir.
June 19th. Today is a holiday where we celebrate freedom. Whatever. For all. Trev, did you have to work today?
I did. I worked this morning a lunch shift. Man. But I got off at 2:30. So
all right. So not too bad.
That's cool. I got a little holiday money. It's fine.
All right. Oh, you got like time and a half or something, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. Very good.
Very nice.
All right. Well, yeah. Happy Juneteenth to everybody on this day on June 19th, 2024. It's a great time to be a part of Ref the District. So happy that everybody could join us. We are a proud member of the Believe Network. We appreciate everybody who's already here. We got a fantastic show today, Trev. We've got some fantastic topics to talk about that everyone's going to want to talk about here in the chat. So thanks to everybody who is already here. We'll get to you all. Make sure y'all hit that like button. You're going to hear it from me often. You're going to hear it all the time. I'm going to keep saying it. Hit the like button and just keep on doing it. Remind everybody to keep doing it. And Nathan is not here tonight. He is enjoying some family time. He's had, I don't know how many consecutive Wednesdays of Ref the District, and he just wanted to take some time with his family. And that is awesome. But you have to deal with me and Trev this week. And you know what that means, Trev?
What's that mean, Stoney?
There might be some pop culture references.
There might
be some music in here, right, that we're going to talk about. Because you know what?
Hey,
well, Nathan can't stop us.
Exactly. Yeah. When the parents are away, the children will play.
Exactly right. So Nathan will be back next week. Don't worry. He'll keep us in line. But until then, you're going to have to deal with just Trev and I tonight. Again, it's episode 178. We're here every single Wednesday. It's 178 consecutive weeks that we have been live. Now, it hasn't been every Wednesday, Trev. I don't know if you know this. We started Sundays, I believe, or Sunday afternoons, maybe.
Yeah.
Then we went to Sunday nights, and then I think we went to Mondays.
Yeah.
But we've been on Wednesdays for probably 2+ years.
Yeah, I believe so.
It's been 3.5 years of we haven't missed 1 week of Ref the District. So if you're a follower of Ref the District and we see everybody that's here, we appreciate you all that we are not going to miss a week of Ref the District. So you can count on that. And then just make sure that you treat our sponsors right. And we said we're a proud member of the Believe Network, and we are brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is the number one source for all your sports betting this season. Baseball, golf, soccer, top fights in the UFC, MMA, boxing, hockey's still going on. They're going to go to a game number 6 tomorrow, I believe, between Edmonton and Florida. All of a sudden, Florida went out 3-0, and Edmonton has won the last two by a combined, I don't know, 13-4, something like that.
I wish the NBA Finals was like that.
I know, right? The NBA Finals was a bit of a dud.
Huge dud.
Yeah, but the Celtics were the much better team, though, right?
For sure. Well, we could go on about that another show.
We can talk about that because we might have to talk some Wizards draft.
Okay, we can do that. We'll save it for the end. That's fine.
Okay. But yeah, don't forget, BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season: baseball, golf, soccer, fights, UFC, MMA, boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played, so you can live bet these games. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker and unwind with one of over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus for your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. Appreciate everybody who is already in here. Nicole, Locked On, Tommy T is in the house. Roger is here. Billy, PNW, Trout Slayer is here. Brian, let's see, Rockman's here. Nice to see you. Big E, what's good? JG's here. Of course, Gus is here. We got to make sure We get some Wizards talk from Gus. He really wants to talk that. We'll talk a little Wizards talk. The Hawk is in the house. So we appreciate everybody who is here today. And we've got, like I said, a lot of stuff to talk about. In the cool down, Trev, I know I've been talking. Yeah. I'm going to stop talking here in a minute. Trust me.
You're good. You're good. Down.
We're going to talk about the Commander's log that came out last week.
Oh, yeah.
After our show last week. There, it was fire. And there are some points that maybe weren't talked about a lot that I want to get to.
Okay.
I'm talking about that during the game. We're actually going to swap up what you see on the side over there. We're going to talk Brandon Ayuk in the game.
Okay.
We're going to swap that out a little bit, and we're going to do some camp prep talk now here in the warm-up. And don't forget, big guest tonight, George Carmi is going to be here from Big Doug and Carmi Show. He's going to stop by when we get into the game, and he's going to talk all about Brandon Ayuk and Commander's moves and all that good stuff. So if you haven't followed George Carmi, make sure you go check him out on Twitter at George Carmi. He is a fantastic guest, and he'll be on with us here when we get into the game. All right, Trev, I've been talking way too much.
You gotta
go. So let's talk about this camp stuff.
Okay.
We know this, right? We know we've got basically a month until camp starts, right? Mm-hmm. Is it July 17th when rookies report?
July 14th, I believe, and then I think the vets are 18th.
Okay, there you go. So it's right there in mid-July. And and so there's a month. This is really the biggest part, the biggest off-season gap that we have when nothing else is really going on. There are no more mini camps. There are no more OTAs. We go from what we had the last couple weeks, nothing until camp starts. So we got to figure out what is Washington going to do during this time.
Okay.
Let me ask you this.
Yep.
What do you think that Adam Peters should be focusing on during these 4 weeks prior to camp starting? And I'm talking about Adam Peters specifically, so I mean roster wise. Yeah. What should he be doing until camp starts in July? And I'm also asking everybody in the chat who is here, again, make sure you hit that like button. But I want to hear what you guys think that Adam Peters should be doing here before camp starts.
Which he probably has this, but take a look at that left tackle free agent list. Mm. Take a look at that possible cut before training camp or during training camp list. And do some homework and go get us a left tackle. Because I'm still shaky on Cornelius Lucas starting. Trent Scott is, what, a second-year guy. And then Brandon Coleman, we got him in, what, the third round? Which he should be. That should tell you, like, he should start or get some playing time as, like, a backup or whatever. But he still like, gives me a little bit of, too, when I see.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm just basing that off of, like, what I've seen and some highlight clips and then what the analysts and everybody and the insiders are saying, too. Like you said, they said he's nasty. He's got good hands. But, like, is he NFL ready? So I think Adam Peters should just take a shot on one of these left tackle free agents, a vet guy, come in and teach all three of our potential starting left tackles the ropes and mentor them. That way, if something happens, they can be ready to step right in and take a chance. And I say that's because a lot of these tackles that are left are injury prone, are getting older up there in the age.
There's a reason they're still available, right?
Exactly. There's a reason. It's not saying they can't play. It's just like they physically probably can't do it.
Yeah.
But I think you still take a flyer out on like a David Bakhtiari. I see a Donovan Smith in the comments. I see, there's a few others out there probably. Of course, he should be on vacation, but he can read while on vacation. He can read and make some phone calls. So just take a flyer on one of those guys and see what they're about and bring him in. Like I said, be that mentor role. If essentially he signs, be that mentor role to the three guys we have and then go from there. But left
kick
tackle.
The tires.
Yeah, right? Man.
Kick the tires on a couple of guys. What does it hurt, right? You bring them in and you see what they got left. It's
training camp for a reason.
It's not going to cost you a lot of money, right?
Exactly, right? Yeah. And who knows? You might see a difference with the pads come on with Brandon Coleman and Cornelius Lucas and maybe Trent Scott. Maybe even David Bakhtiari or Donovan Smith. So you still have time to cut ties with them during camp and try on your backup plan. So, just go get a vet LT, please. Let's just do that.
What about some people have posited in here about corner? Should they go out and find another, you know, a veteran corner based on what they have at this point?
No.
No?
I don't think so. If you are looking for that, wait till training camp starts or gets done, then possibly, you know, take a look at the tape and sign one here if we have to cut somebody here and take their spot. But, I mean, I know there's a Marcus Peters out there that's a corner now, a free safety option. There's some other older guys that are available too. I have to look at the list. But we've got enough. I think we made enough move at cornerback to get us to training camp at least.
Yeah.
We signed that the depth guy from Pittsburgh. Then we got Michael Davis. We still got Benjamin St. Juice. We still got Emmanuel Forbes. And then I think there's some players. Castro Fields from last year is still there. They got some other guys they brought in too. So I think we're pretty much set on cornerback till we get to training camp and let these guys put some pads on and see how they do when it's real life situations. You know what I mean?
Okay. TJ's talking about, you know, is he or didn't Gilmore say he's retired?
Nah, he's just being patient. He's out there taking his time, looking for the absolute right fit. He thinks he's still got enough in the tank, which he kind of does. He was just defensive player of the year, like what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that long, and he's made 3 or 4 Pro Bowls. Like, he made a Pro Bowl with Carolina and played 9 games.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's a good one to kick the tires on too, but we'll see. Like I said, but just hold off. If he wants to be patient, let him be patient. Let us get through training camp with that position and then go from there.
Okay. Are you satisfied at this point that they are set at kicker? Or do they need to bring another kicker in? I mean, that dude from the UFL has been pretty solid in the little bit of time he's been there.
I think the same with the cornerback. Get him, maybe get someone else for competition and go through training camp like that and then go from there. I mean, there's probably a couple of vets out there too that are probably looking for a job. But if we've got what we've got right now for training camp, might as well just ride on out with the sunset with that.
Grim Joe saying that, you know, we missed out on the Jake Bates sweepstakes.
Wanted to stay home.
Yeah.
In Michigan. That's all it is.
Yeah, I get it. I think we said this a while back that Jake Bates to me felt like kind of like the sexy pick because, you know, because he hit a couple of really long field goals and then everybody's talking about him. And he may not necessarily be the guy, but I think Detroit's banking on him being the guy. I think they gave him a fair amount of money.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not discrediting those long field goals in the UFL, but let's be real here because that's what we are in Rift the District. We're pretty real. The stands is about a quarter full. There's no real noise or distraction from you to even
that's true, right?
Take a chance on missing the kick. So, like, no offense. Right. I mean, it's a new startup league, and I like what they're doing. Shout out to The Rock and his partner and all that. But
ain't nobody there.
It was like 37 people in the stands.
I watched a game or two, and not even like the whole game. Like, if I happened to be flipping channels and I came across it, I'd watch for a little bit. But I don't know.
It's just not good idea. You're giving people a chance again.
Yeah,
but like it's only 10 game season with like 8 teams.
Yeah.
I think it should expand a little bit more. If Joel Klatt wasn't calling games, I probably wouldn't have stayed watching as long as I did when I did watch it.
You like Joel Klatt?
I like his commentary.
And
he's pretty college football. You don't like Joel Klatt?
No, I like Joel Klatt. Oh, yeah.
He's pretty knowledgeable when it comes to college football. I think him and Gus Johnson are great during the college football season. But like I said, if it wasn't for him calling these UFL games, I probably would have turned the channel faster than I did.
So. All right. Deluxe is saying, and this is one of the topics I had on here, to get Cosme under contract. This is feeling to me very, very, very similar to Brandon Scherff. And it's the exact same position. It was injuries were kind of derailing a little bit, but at some point, Brandon Scherff became a stud. But by that time, it was too late because they couldn't make up their mind about his contract. Do you think that they should sign him now in this offseason? Because this is year 4. that he's coming up on, right? Which means he's a free agent at the end of the year. And so it's either sign him to a long-term deal now, sign him to a long-term deal at the end of the season, or, you know, go through the whole franchising and all that other stuff like they did with Sheriff. Do you think he's worthy of a long-term contract right now, Trev?
Yes, I do. I do. And I think long-term in a sense of 3, maybe 4 years. I would say 3.
Okay.
Just given his injury history that he has already with us. And he's already switched the position on the offensive line once. You know what I mean? So, not so, but he's, what, like one of the top 5 guards in the NFL. Everybody has ranked. And he did it very, very quietly on a 4-13 team.
Yeah, sure, sure.
So, yeah, go ahead.
I mean, you don't have to go in there and, you know, you don't have to break the bank for him, I don't think. And I don't think he's going to demand
$24 million.
Like that, right?
In a year.
Give him a Biadasz contract.
Yep. 3 years, right? 26, 27 million. 24, yeah. But then like add some bonus and stuff and then to get you to 27.
If of course, he's willing to sign for something like that. I mean, he hasn't. Right. I don't mean to say that he's as good as Sheriff. But I mean the whole situation of a guy who is going to be a right guard for your team for the next 6 or 7 years.
Right.
And is going to be very solid. He's
right.
Probably not Pro Bowl, but he's going to be very solid. So we'll see what
and
he's willing to take.
You also don't want to put your second-year quarterback next year, Jaden Daniels.
Hmm.
In a position of rebuilding offensive line again.
Sure.
Because who's to say Wiley's going to be here next season? Who's to say Cornelius Lucas or anybody else is going to be here? You know what I mean? So might as well go ahead and lock him up so you have your center, your Cosme, and then maybe try to extend somebody else. But you don't want to keep shaking up the offensive line during Jaden Daniels' career because he'll never get it.
Depending on what Coleman turns into at left tackle.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a new, probably, possibly left guard next year. I'm an Allegretti guy. I think he's going to be a solid left guard, but we'll see. So you may have a new left guard next year and probably a new right tackle with Wiley and his cap hit. His dead cap hit is way less next year. If you do that, then, and you don't sign Cosme, then you're replacing 3 guys on your offensive line and maybe 4, depending on what Coleman turns into. We have no idea what Coleman's going to be.
Exactly. So you might as well just go ahead and lock your assets up now.
I agree.
To prevent your terror that's coming.
Yeah, I think so. Do you think, and again, when I ask Trev these questions, I'm also asking everybody here in the chat. Trev.
Oh, I'm piggybacking on that. I don't know these questions before the show.
Yeah.
I don't know what Stoner wants to talk about for the camp commander's log later. This is all off the dome. So that's what we bring around the district. There's no script.
That's what we do, Trev.
I know. And
Trev, by the way, did you see that Justin Timberlake got arrested for a DUI in the Hamptons?
Did you see what was in his bloodstream, allegedly?
No, I did not see that. What?
Molly, cocaine.
No way.
T word as a drug and some other things, allegedly all that was in his blood system.
Wow.
So it's
poppers. What are poppers? Gus said he had poppers.
I don't know.
Sorry, I'm about as square as you can get when it comes to these things.
But so very, very interesting.
Yeah. All right. So getting back to what they're gonna do. Asking you, Trev, and everybody in the chat also, do you think Jaden is going to schedule a workout with the receivers? And I mean, Cosme, Howell did that last year, right? Okay. And we got all excited. We had Diami and McLaurin and Dotson and all. And there was who was the guy who was like, why is he there? Maybe it was Bryson Tremaine or something was there. We're like, why is this but do you expect him to do something like that this offseason, before camp starts? Sure.
Yes. And I'm sitting here, as you said, when Sam Howell did it, I'm thinking, why do we get so excited when he did it in camp OTAs every day? So why did we get excited for him doing it in the offseason? But for this season, we should be super excited. It's probably needed. The kid loves football, so he's probably out there itching to go anyway after taking probably like a week or two off. But yeah, he's going to assemble it. Terry, Jahan, probably some other receivers from other teams. A.J. Brown tweeted out that, like, they have tight end university and DBs get together and linemen. Why don't receivers get together? Like, stop being too big for the game. Get together and let's do something. I retweeted and put Terry, Dotson, Luke, go get you some. I really love the Rosemead Jack Saint pick that or the signage from Georgia. I like him a lot.
You like him a lot?
I put him in that list. Go out there and get some work too.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that. We need to gel. Brand new offense, brand new quarterback, a few new faces. Jameson Crowder, get out there. Let's go. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Good. I think that'll probably happen at some point, whether it's out in like California or Arizona, you know, where some of these guys are from. And in case you just joined us, we have Brandon Ayuk as our topic for the warm-up here, but we're going to get to that in the game. So we're doing the camp prep now. So when George Carmi gets here, and if you haven't followed George Carmi before, check him out on Twitter. He's a great follow. He'll be in here to talk about Brandon Ayuk's situation and so much more. Because I'm telling you right now, the spoiler alert, I don't know which side of the fence I'm on with this one. Yeah. I don't know yet. It's tough. So I can be convinced either way because I understand both arguments. And so that's why I'm excited to talk about it, Trev, is that there's so much both sides have to offer. So we'll get to that in the game coming up right around 8 o'clock here in just a few more minutes. A couple other things. What do you make of the leadership, Peters and Quinn and them, not ready to name Jaden Daniels as the starter? Right? They haven't come out and said Jaden Daniels is a starter. They're like, I mean, he's basically getting all the number one reps and all that, but it kind of reminds me of last year when Bieniemy refused to name Howell the starter when everybody knew he was. What do you make of this new regime not naming him as a starter?
They're just following their suit they've been playing with this entire time. No leaks. Don't give out anything to let anybody else know. Joe Witt has said it in, I think, one of his most recent after practice press conferences. Why would I tell you where Frankie Louvu is going to line up? We got 11 to 17, 18 guys that can go everywhere. Why am I going to tell you? And other teams are watching. No disrespect, but other teams are watching these interviews. And he's absolutely correct. Yeah, don't name him the starter. I mean, it's clearly obvious. I mean, we picked him with our first pick, which was number 2, and he won the Heisman, and he's taken QB1 reps. And I know Dan Quinn threw in Marcus Mariota on the Jim Rome show a few days ago saying, like, he's a Heisman winner too, number 2 pick, so it's cool to see them gel. Yeah, but we'd still know behind that little bit of smoke, Jaden Daniels is the starter.
Yeah, I agree that he's the starter. He's unquestioned starter, but I just found it curious that they're just not naming him.
I mean, it's OTAs. They might name him after training camp, which would be fine.
Yeah.
But I also think the reason why they did it last year is because I think there might have been a real threat that Jacoby Brissett was pushing to be starting quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. I think more so than we were kind of led to believe. I mean, some of us were talking about it. Some of us were talking about it in training camp, in preseason when Jacoby was looking good and everyone's kind of throwing the whole, maybe Jacoby is QB1. And people were like, you know, don't be stupid. But maybe there was a little bit of merit to that.
What if he did? What if it turned out to be QB1? What do you think our season record would have been?
Oh, I don't think it would have been much different. Maybe you win a game or two, and instead of Jaden Daniels, we have J.J. McCarthy, right? If that had happened, but in terms of what I think might have happened, I mean, they might have won 6 games.
Yeah,
still would have sucked. Right, because everything else went wrong. So, yeah. All right. A couple more things here, Trev. Will or should? Let me say should instead of will. Should Dan Quinn, continue to wear a backwards hat during games?
Yes.
Does he do it during games? I can't recall if he's a backwards
up in the box. He did games. Up in the box in Dallas last year as a coordinator.
Yeah, that was as DC. Right. But what about as head coach? Do you think that he will wear a backwards hat? Because
I don't know if he should, yes, but will he? I don't know.
Yeah, he should, Trev. You know why? Because when I saw him on that commander's log, and it's actually in my notes here, and he was all in a suit and everything. Dan Quinn,
he looked quite uncomfortable, didn't he?
Yes.
He didn't know where to put his hands that uncomfortable. Like
he's like Ricky Bobby. Didn't know
the way, and he was buying everything that Adam Peters was saying, so he was falling for everything. He was so gullible. Yeah. He was just uncomfortable the entire. Yeah. Put your backwards hat on, boy, and put a hit down.
Right.
You're the head coach.
Yeah.
So what? Are they gonna fine you? Right. Are they gonna fine you?
Yeah. No, because I don't think there's a rule for that in the NFL for head coaches. I remember back in the day, and this is going way back. Sorry, I'm an older guy, right? I remember the coach of the 49ers. His name was Mike Nolan, right? And Mike Nolan would wear a suit during the game. He was the head coach on the sidelines. He would wear a suit. He got fined for that because the NFL did not want him wearing a suit. And I don't know, kind of what the whole reason why they didn't want him wearing a suit.
I was going to say, when did that change? Because didn't they wear suits back in the day, like Lombardi days? And
yeah, maybe.
Weren't they wearing seersucker jackets and collared shirts and stuff?
Yeah, maybe.
The detective hat? Yeah.
He needs to stick with his look because, and it's fine. Like if he's just wearing a regular hat, that's fine or whatever. But that's kind of his signature.
I'm going to need all them shirts. Wearing them practices. I can't find them shirts on any. I need all of them.
They are fire.
Yes. He's out there.
Especially the controversial one with the feather coming off of the W.
That's on the internet already. But I need all of them.
All right. Well, as we talked about, again, if you are joining us a little bit late, we moved our topics around. So that was the camp prep that we were going to talk about later. But we're going to talk all about this whole Brandon Ayuk situation. And we have our guest who's going to be joining us here when we get to the game. We're excited to talk to George Carmi from the Big Doug and Carmi Show and lots of other places, by the way. You can find him anywhere. I can't keep up with all of his different platforms to where he – wasn't he – weren't you and him doing a full press?
Yeah, full press coverage, right? Yeah, Commanders, when he gets on, I haven't seen George in a while, so this is good.
Okay, it's been a minute, right? Yeah, so for all who are joining us, make sure you stick around. Again, we appreciate everybody's here. Make sure you hit that like button. Again, Nathan's taking some family time today, so he won't be here. It's just me and Trev, and now we're super excited because we're going to be able to talk to George Carmi here. So stay with us.